Are you Persian? Farshad is always with pretty girl. Farshad is number one. Hairvine.
Alrighty, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And joining us is one of the, I guess, the most popular Persians. And again, I don't know if he's really Persian or not. In all of Irvine, he's been on the show a bunch of times. People love this guy. God only knows why. His name is Farshad, everybody. Chaturi. How are you, sir?
Chaturi. Farshad Chaturi. Is good, man.
What does Chaturi mean?
Chaturi means hello.
Hello. All right.
Yeah.
In what? In Armenian? And
in Farsi,
Russian?
Man. Farsi.
Farsi. All right.
Farshad speaks Farsi.
Oh, okay.
He's Persian. He is from Irvine.
You know, all we do is get calls that you're not Persian.
Yeah,
you're
an
Armenian dude.
Those guys are Afghanis.
All right, and you're using Persia, your Persian background to make money at your nightclub. What is that nightclub you own?
Irvine. Farshad owns the nightclub called Hivon Nights.
Hivon Nights.
Yeah.
All right. And you want to take that gum off for me? Jesus.
Oh, it's
Christ,
in my mustache.
He put his gum right in his mustache. Are you out of your mind? Jesus Christ,
that's
what a great look.
I caught that later.
Looks like a...
Randy, give me scissors, Randy. I need scissors.
Oh, God. You got to see this guy with the necklace and the bracelets and five rings. Man, I've never seen so much gold on a guy. Unbelievable. All right, now Farshad is... he owns a place down in Irvine. I think it's called Irvine, though, right?
Yeah, it's called Irvine.
And you do a performance there. You also... You own... what is that, that yogurt joint you own?
Oh, nothing. Farshad is sole owner of number one yogurt food in Irvine.
And what is that called?
Number one yogurt food.
Number one yogurt food.
Number one, the best.
Never had anybody in this country go over that before you put the sign up, huh?
It's the best. We have the best toppings.
Yogurt good. Is that the name of it?
Yogurt food.
Yogurt food.
Yeah, we have new toppings. Last time we had dates and saffron. This time Farshad has cucumber.
On yogurt?
On the yogurt deal.
How's business?
Number one business. Yeah. Best yogurt food on the block, the busiest.
Is that right? So yogurt with cucumbers and dill pickles?
And dates.
Oh, boy.
And the saffron.
Very appetizing. All right. Now, you have also, you know, you've been on the show a bunch of times. And does a chick named Ashley come to mind?
No, don't know. No, Ashley. Nope.
Because this is why we're having you on tonight. She contacted us. Huh? And she said you met her down in Irvine. At the yogurt food?
You know, our business is so busy, I don't know. Lots of girls come in. Ashley, maybe, I don't know, maybe I met Ashley, I don't know.
All right, we'll see if this rings a bell. She sent us an MP3 of some of the messages that you left her on
what
her voicemail.
What is MP what?
MP3. It's a computer. A computer. You send audio over computers. But anyway, she copied a bunch of her voicemails and sent them to us to play for you.
Okay.
And has asked you not to call her anymore.
Well, who is what messages? Whose messages
we'll play
are
them for you? Now, do we have the permission to play these?
We do.
We do. Okay. All right. Here we go. It's Farshad leaving messages for this beautiful, you know, young girl in Irvine named Ashley, and this guy's stalking her or something.
Hello, Ashley. This is Farshad. I met you the other day at the number one yogurt food. My business, I own it myself. That business, you know, that's my business. No partner. Anyway, Ashley, give me a call. You know, I saw your number because you're writing it on the. I didn't mean to, you know, take the number, but I saw connection between.
Wait a minute. She never gave you her number. How'd you get it?
That guy is not me. That's
that is
liar.
You, dude.
That Randy Wenger is a liar.
That's you, dude.
That's
don't
liar.
Don't try to deny
you're
it.
Half liar, half cheater, Randy Rang.
No,
that's
don't.
You, Farshad.
That's you,
that's
dude.
That's not Farshad. Farshad's but, voice not like that.
Dude, that's
come
you.
Come on, that guy's crazy.
She has all the information, and she said that she never gave you her phone number. How'd you get her number? She said you stole it off a credit card receipt. Is that possible? Or maybe a check she wrote.
Armenians coming in, they're stealing the identity. They're taking credit cards.
The Armenians.
Armenians always stealing identity.
Ah, I see. All
Shake
right.
Armenian hand, check if your ringers are there, they steal it.
Oh, boy, okay. All right, here's more of Farshad, who's left messages for this Ashley chick, and she's pissed.
So give me a call, Ashley. We're going to go having dinner. Maybe going to have show. Going to drink top shelf vodka. And we're going to have a good time.
What an offer. A show and top shelf vodka.
Jesus Christ.
Very romantic.
You know, this girl, Ashley, I think I remember now.
I think you do now, yeah, don't you? Now you remember, huh?
Pretty hot. Varshad, oh, man, you're number one business owner. Let's have coffee. Oh, gonna go to dinner.
No, Farshad, restraining order. That's what the vibe is from her. All right, here is more of Ashley leaving, or Farshad leaving. All right.
And you can call me, Ashley. And we will talk, okay? I'll talk to you. Bye-bye, Ashley.
All right. And
we dumped
your phone number there. Oh, okay. And that is your phone number, dude.
That's not my number, no.
It is your number. You left that message.
That message was nice message. I'm just telling her, wow, you're a nice girl. Let's go. Maybe we're going to have kubide.
What is kubide?
It's Persian kebab.
What's kebab?
Kebab, man. Cutting the meat on the skewer.
Oh, I see.
Like, come on.
All right, here's the second voicemail that Farshad left for Ashley.
Hello, Ashley. This is Farshad. How are you? I called before a few times. I don't know, maybe I left a message or not. Maybe I just called. I don't remember. Maybe I was just leaving a message. Give me a call. Because I want to talk about you for going somewhere, for dinner, drinks, this, that, maybe happy time after.
Jesus
Christ. Give me a call, Ashley. I miss you.
What is happy time after?
This is happy time, baby.
All right.
Time taking girl out, singing, having the band, getting drunk, maybe a little bit of you know what, and then we go home, have a good time. This Ashley is she's crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like you're crazy. All right, Farshad has brought a band in with him tonight, and this is the band that performs for you when you do stand up. Is that right?
This is my band.
And what are what's the name of the band or the name of the fellas?
Our band name is Kahurangur. Yeah.
All right.
And this is Nikki, Arsen, and Sako.
Hey, nice to see you, fellas. All right. Hey, thank you very much. All right, here's more. Then we'll get to the band, and maybe you'll sing a song tonight for us.
Oh, Varshad has new songs. We're expanding our catalog. We're all over the place. We're going to go Mexican, American. We're everywhere, man. Right. Number one.
All right, here's the message real quick.
For dinner, drinks. This, that, maybe happy time after. Give me a call, Ashley. I miss you because you are number one. You're number one customer. I don't see you no more at number one yogurt food, my business, which I own over there. And, you know.
All right. Now, you left a third message here where you're really into scaring this chick, evidently, huh? I'll play a little of this. And you got to stop doing this, dude. This is going to get you in a lot of trouble. Here it is.
Yeah, hello, Ashley. This is Christopher Watkins. You're number one girl I hear and beautiful. And, you know, you are number one.
So let me get this straight, dude. You couldn't get her to call you back when you said, let's have vodka and sexy time. But you thought maybe you could do an impersonation of Christopher Walken and that would win her over? Are you effing nuts? Have you lost it?
This girl was special. She wanted some excitement. So I thought maybe I'd call movie star.
All right. Here's some more of this.
I like you. Oh, Ashley, this is Farshad. Hi,
Jesus
Ashley.
Christ.
I'm playing game, Ashley. Ashley, call me. This is Farshad. It's not the Christopher Walken. It's not. He is my friend, number one guy. I love that guy. That guy comes to number one, number two. He buys everything for everyone. Hey, you're number one. I buy you yogurt. You got extra date.
All right, please. You got to stop doing that, dude. All right, you working on new songs with your band? What do you got?
We are having all new songs.
Do you play anything contemporary or anything close?
We got some new stuff.
You got something like Light My Fire or Hotel California?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
one?
Light My Fire.
All right, here's Farshad with Light My Fire. And if you'd like to chit-chat with this guy, he's the most popular Persian, quote-unquote, in Irvine. I don't think he's Persian at all. I think he's Armenian, but what do I know? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We'll take a break while we hear from Farshad. It's Light My Fire. It is the Tim
Light
Conway
My Fire.
Tim Conway Jr. Show. Farshad's with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 FM Talk. And Farshad is with us. And what we like to do is, of course, listen, Southern California is home to a lot of different religions, ethnicities, and we'd like to bring them all to you, especially ones that are so popular, like Farshad here, who has his own place down in Irvine.
Yeah.
Right? Irvine.
We have our place in here in Irvine. It's called Hivon Nights.
Hivon Nights.
Everybody comes together. War, schmore. Nobody cares. We all come together and we enjoy ourselves.
Now, you sing a couple of songs, American songs, right?
Yep.
You know Hotel California in Persia or Armenia,
absolutely,
whatever you do?
Yeah, we have a version of the Hotel California.
Is that right?
No, it's so
beautiful,
good.
Huh?
That's when the girls really, at Hivon Nights, going crazy.
Is that right?
Oh.
I heard they took off their underwear and throw them at you?
Oh, all the time.
Jesus. Like to be there for that. Lysol. All right, because you do get the older chicks. I've seen some of the chicks that come down there, buddy. Please. Let's try Hotel California here with the band. Farshad is an entertainer, and he also owns Yogurt Food, a very popular place down in Irvine. All right, here is Hotel California in something other than English. God only knows what it is. Here we go.
Come into Hotel Farshad. Sipping Mausanan. Yaz mahabida nam panir gilas cüce kan ve ne mada korme nazene ya kanı zingu sen bare kahuşir portalga nane karacella şiş kebeba male korişanina eşut sag ovem korum garşove
Welcome, Farshad. That's great, man. So romantic.
You know, I took my shirt off because I'm happy.
I know.
That
I
song know. Is Thank all about God. California. Oh, it's my hometown.
A tank top underneath. Sort of that song sort of takes your mind off the stock market and the economy and everything that's going so bad.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Ala here. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Farshad. Oh, hi. No.
Who's this?
Farshad is Allah. Farshad, I tried to come see you at Hive on Night, but when I come, they say my ID doesn't work.
That girl is crazy.
I don't know
How old
why.
Are you?
They are jealous.
She is crazy.
I'm as old
I
as
don't like her.
Wants for me to be.
She keeps wow. calling and she keeps Farshad. Talking. You're talking, she
Farshad,
will not stop talking.
You know what? It's so funny when I hear the sounds you make for the voicemail.
That,
it reminds me of how funny you were
this
on the
girl's
video
crazy.
We
liar.
Made. Farshad, you remember the video we made?
You are oh, liar.
You were so funny on that video too when you were pretending, oh no, Allah, I'm scared. No, Allah, don't. That was so
Are
funny.
You going to take this? This girl's not Persian. She's liar. She
I
is cheater.
So,
wow.
There's the web. Tim Conway can put it on the
Thank
web.
Thank you.
So
hey, Ala, what is your favorite topping there at yogurt food?
Saffron is the best.
All right. God is anger. God is anger.
The best.
Turns you on there, huh?
This oh, yeah. Especially for when, if you go and when the Farshad is there and he puts too much yogurt and he leaks it off for you.
Don't
oh,
we have a break? Don't we have
better.
A break? This girl's crazy.
Right, thank Saffron you,
and Farshad yogurt, number one food store.
All right. Thank you, baby. There she goes. Look at that. All right. Let's talk to Chris in Orange County. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I think this guy is an imposter, dude. I think he doesn't sound Persian at all. I think he's just making it up.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Who is
either.
This guy? Are you Persian?
All right, let's talk to Omar in Pacoima. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Farshad.
Hi, Omar.
Hey. Do you know of any, like, top Persian singers?
Oh, that's a good quiz.
All right,
yeah.
Omar, you know, Farshad is considered top Persian singer.
Mm.
But we have better singers. These guys have been doing it. There's Gugush.
Gugush?
Ayo. I mean, yes, Gugush. Come on, Omar. You don't know Gugush?
Do you know Gugush?
I don't know.
How about Dariush? You know Dariush?
Dariush?
Dariush. Ebi is good. Andy is good.
No, I don't know.
This guy's crazy.
Sounds like he knows them all.
Omar, are you Persian?
I don't know. Maybe.
All right,
my
thanks,
name
Omar, please.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Ellen or Elon in Los Angeles.
Hi, Elon.
Hello, Koskesh. Madem ben size harikası bir şey. Ne
Ellen. Ellen, Chetori.
Dem.
Ah.
Dem,
yes.
Listen, I speak Farsi, and I really think I could do even a better exaggerated Persian voice than this guy.
This guy's liar.
All right. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Farshad is with us, everybody. We'll come back with some more music. He is the number one entertainer in Irvine, or Hervine.
In Hervine.
And what's the name of the club down
oh,
there?
Oh, nothing. Hive on Nights is our name.
Hive on Nights.
Yeah.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Farshad is with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
بازگلش جبون زن دوست دارم یه عالمه هرچی بگم بازم کمه دوست دارم یه آسمون کجایی ای نامه ربون
97.1 FM Talk. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And Farshad joins us. You've been coming on for about 5 or 6 years, right?
I think Farshad, he's been here for, about 6 years.
Yeah, but before you even had your place in Hervon.
Oh, when... Tim, when you met me, I was in the mobile confection business.
Right.
Ice cream trucks. We had a
few. I think
free...
we met each other. I'm not sure I pursued you. Well, I mean, you make it sound like I drove down to Irvine to meet you.
You have your story. I have mine.
All right. All right. Farshad is Persian, although a lot of people think he's Armenian. Why is that? Is that a, it's also a chin scratcher there,
some,
huh?
Some people are jealous of Farshad.
Yeah? Jealous of your car? What kind of car are you driving nowadays?
Farshad's driving same car, man.
The Beamer?
Boom, boom, yeah, Beamer.
All white with the white rims?
Yep. It's 850.
How many miles you got on that sucker?
It's got, 280 maybe, 1,000. I don't know. It goes forever, man. Right. Those German cars, wow.
Now, you were rear-ended in that car.
Oh,
right?
That girl... You know the story, you know Conway, every time Conway calls me at home, he goes, Farshad, how's your back? I go, well, my back is hurting. Why? Did you get in an accident? I said, you know I got an accident. I was in Hervon, and this Chinese girl, she ran me in the back. I'm not racist, but I don't like the Chinese. Hit me, break my back. Oh, yeah. Number one, Farshad was workman's comp for my own company.
Okay, now you have a guy following you around you own him, like he's a dog. What's this dude's name?
Freydoun.
And Freydoun, what do you do?
I do whatever.
Hey, turn that Freydoun's mic on there, will you?
I do whatever Mr. Farshad wants. I am honored to serve this man.
Is that right?
He's amazing.
Your
boss.
Your personal assistant, then?
Anything he wants, I do for Mr. Farshad.
Any money in the business?
I pay him $75 every week to serve him, Mr. Farshad. Honor, American dream, serving Mr. Farshad.
Is that right? You pay him?
I pay him $75 a week.
Freydoun is wanting to learn Farshad.
The crappy yogurt business?
No. He wants to know, Farshad, how are you walking down the street? And those women saying, hi, Farshad, you're Farshad. Farshad, how are you king of Hervon? What are you walking on Hervon? Shopping, John Varvatos, Macy's. I got the Bloomingdale's.
Macy's, I go to Macy's. Doesn't look like Macy's you got on here.
This is from May Company, but it's vintage.
Okay, all right. All right, let's talk to Dr. S here in Beverly Hills. You're on 97.1 free FM Talk. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
All right, what do you got?
Good. I just wanted to call and settle the debate on the ethnic origin of Farshad.
Oh, no.
I'm not really a KLSX listener. I did call in.
No, now you're bragging.
Yeah, he's...
I must admit,
he's KLSX liar.
Since the last visit, we did perform DNA analysis, and the results do demonstrate that he is definitely Persian, 100%. But I wanted to...
He was doctor?
I wanted to tell you and the listeners that he only represents 90% of all Persians are like Farshad, but... There is a small 10% minority that are not like Farshad. For example, I am actually the physician of his parents and his family, and you'll find them to be very down to earth, very appropriate.
What happened here?
Well, as I told you, Farshad unfortunately has this issue with excessive testosterone.
You are stupid. This guy's not my doctor.
It sounds like
he's a liar.
Testosterone leads him to.
What's a normal testosterone level, Doc?
About 120 milligrams per kilogram.
And what is it? What is Farshad?
His is about 1,000.
More is better. If you want more yogurt,
in fact,
it's better.
They have to dilute his blood levels just to measure the testosterone.
Do you see that that same level in child molesters or rapists?
That's a very good question. The truth is, seriously, no. His genetic distribution is quite specific, and one thing that I've noticed, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but Farshad tends to be very, very extreme. I don't know.
That guy's lying.
He's always lying.
Hey, don't reach over. Hey, Farshad, please. You can't reach over here. And by the way, Fradum, I got to ask you. Farshoon. Is it Farshoon?
Fredun.
Don't reach over here and hang up on a caller.
I must protect him, Mr. Farshad. You know, he don't need this problem.
All right, but please, Christ almighty, is that irritating?
That guy's got my back.
Alan in Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
First off, Conway, big fan.
Are you now let me ask you something, Alan. Are you Persian?
100%.
Okay. Are you Persian? Right,
so I'm gonna take your word for it. Is this man sitting on my left Armenian, or is he Persian?
Mr. Conway, I have to tell you, I'm extremely, extremely upset at these callers. I know Mr. Farshad personally. This man is 100% Persian, okay?
Wow.
Don't even question anything this man does.
Ni tu need not Allah man,
Farshad. Don't ever mess with Farshad.
Fradun, seriously. If you reach over here and press that button again, you're out of here,
Mr.
dude.
Mr. Farshad don't need this hassle. He's here to tell everybody about Yogurt Food Store. He don't need this right now.
All right,
now.
Farshad is with us. He is, Persian, but I think he's Armenian.
Maman Bozer.
All right, real quickly, before we get back to Farshad here, and we'd like to do this sort of as a public service, so nobody gets killed out there, and a lot of people don't like it when we do this. But we have a high speed pursuit on Channel 9, and we'll see. I think this is in the 210 on the 15 area, that road you take up to Vegas. Let's check in with Channel 9 and see where this pursuit is. Here we go.
I'm not exactly sure, Gary, if we have confirmed whether there is more than one person in this vehicle. Have you been able to confirm that?
Well, I'm not sure how many people are in the vehicle yet. We're just coming into the scene here now. It's a little crowded up here in the sky. We can see that they have the police helicopter down there lighting up the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, not extreme speeds here. So we're not quite sure if they're going to try the pit maneuver either. There's no traffic out ahead of him. It's wide open. They were going to try and use a spike strip.
Looks
but,
like he's pulling over here.
I don't think they were successful with that or were not able to deploy. Now it looks like he's pulling over to the side here, though. Off to the shoulder. It looks like, we may be doing the old cat and mouse game here.
Looks like he's running out of gas.
Looks like they're going to stop and then they don't. So,
what's in front of this car?
I bet he jumps over that bridge.
Are there CHP
flip on Channel 9.
In front of this vehicle?
Hey, you're in the car. This is Farshad. Get out of the car. I want to see your hands and the keys. That's my BMW, and I am... Get out now of this... That's my car.
I think this pursuit is east of the 710. I'm not sure our signal goes that far.
Picture that we're looking at, but it looks to me, looking at
Rancho Cucamonga is where this chase is.
Are there dents
the 15 near the 210. Channel 9. We'll check in with them when they get a better signal out there. All right, Farshad, what else you got for us song-wise?
Ooh.
Like American song-wise. You got anything else on the hit list there? And again, Farshad plays down in Irvine.
Yeah.
At the Havan Nights?
Havan Nights.
Havan Nights.
We have an American song. You're going to like this.
What do you got?
It's called Aravai.
Aravai? Yeah. That's American?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear a little of that. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Farshad is with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Vai, vai, vai,
H&M, Vodkis,
bye. 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And Farshad is with us. Nice to see you, Farshad.
Hi.
Brought in the whole band and also your assistant, Fredun.
Fredun.
Fredun. All right.
Fredun is number one guy. This guy says, Farshad, watch out. That guy's got the gun. Farshad, watch. There's gum on the floor. Farshad, what do you need? You want coffee? You got it. Boom, bang, boom.
And you work at the yogurt food?
Yeah, I run the store.
Yeah?
I take bullets for Mr. Farshad.
Well, you would do that?
I would take bullets for Mr. Farshad. Only him.
Jesus Christ. What do you get paid at the yogurt shop every week?
He pay me in 401k.
What?
401k.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well,
yeah.
So he's paying you in future stock.
Yeah, when I retire 85 years old, he promise 401k for me.
Yeah, I try to get some of that in cash.
I trust Mr. Farshad.
Fredun has $5 lunch allowance. But okay, he can only eat at your number one yogurt food. But we give him $5. He's happy. Look at the guy. He's happy, man.
Jesus Christ. You know,
it looks like you're a really skinny guy. It looks like your shirt says IRA, and then your Farshad said you're too skinny, and your mom had to take the shirt in and left the N off it.
Yeah, you know, no room for N.
So it's just IRA.
It's plenty. You know, I love yogurt now. Every day I eat it. It's good.
Yeah?
It's good. Little dill and garlic. It's good.
Oh, boy. What happened to your eye? You lost?
And I? You know, Mr. Farshad get a little upset. I make one little mistake, you know.
Is that right?
The open store.
In the yogurt
late.
Store, huh?
It's a little mistake. You know, it's worth it.
Oh, one eye, that's my God.
Farshad's got to set example.
You know, God give you two. What's one?
What is wrong with you, dude?
Plastic spoon wasn't supposed to be like that.
Oh,
I was making... I put him on the ground. I was afraid, don't you ever close the sign before 11:30.
Let's talk to Kimia in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Salam.
Hi, is this Farshad?
Yeah. Hi, Kimia.
Farshad, I'm so glad you are safe. That Channel 9 guy, the car, that's my boyfriend, coming to hurt you. He found out I love you.
That guy.
Wow. This guy's a stud, man.
That guy.
Farshad, that was my boyfriend.
You a liar.
Thanks, God. Thanks, God.
All these girls are calling. They're liars.
That chase just ended with a guy on his belly, and the cops gave him a knee to the back of the hip. Let's talk to Amir in Beverly Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good evening. How are you guys?
Hey.
Chetari, Amir.
Well, first of all, I want to say I miss Doug Steckler. Where he's coming back doing the show, never
get
again.
Get your freaking act together here!
Yeah, he won't be returning. He's going on to write for television.
Oh, but anyway, I want to say one thing. Farshad, you are doing good thing, community for me, my people, and my brother.
I don't believe that guy.
Man, that guy's an ugly guy.
Yeah.
Ugly guy.
He? All right, let's talk to a guy named Farshad in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Is your name really Farshad?
Yeah, my name is Farshad.
Farshad, nice, man.
Hi, Farshad.
Hi, Farshad. How you doing? Who am I? Shama?
Oh.
I'm not lying, man. So, hey, Tim, man, he's Persian, dude.
He's Persian?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that right?
These Persians are my friends. Dude,
I didn't mean to do that, but we got so many calls saying you're Armenian. Dad, I started believing them, but I guess enough guys would call up and say you're Persian.
I mean,
right?
How could I be Armenian? Look at my nose.
Well, I don't know what an Armenian nose looks like.
I mean, I have similar eyebrow, but my nose is small. Did I ever steal your credit card?
No, you did not. I'll give you that. All right, let's talk to Victor on the 55. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello, Tim Conway.
Hey, Victor.
Nice to talk to you. First time, long time. Anyways, I'm a huge fan of Farshad. Anyways, what's the place where you perform at? Or is there any website where we can contact you or see any upcoming events?
Hervon Nights.
It's in Hervon.
Whereabouts in Hervon?
It's located by the 55 and Jamboree.
55 and Jamboree.
Right there in the shopping center.
All right.
Fredun is supposed to be working on the website.
How's that website coming?
We're making beautiful flash site. Beautiful. You know, you contact us. We make beautiful site. Coupon on there. You know, you get discount for no
cross,
fee. Ladies free
cross
every
promote.
Night.
Cross promote.
All right, Eddie and Pico Rivera, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Long time listener.
Thank you.
Hey,
hi, Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, hi. Who is this lame right here, huh?
Hey, Farshad.
Come on, Eddie.
Oh, Farshad, never heard of him. Hey, Tim, I was going to ask you, whatever happened to Steckler?
We just went through the last call. He left.
Get your freaking act together here!
Waiting for television. Please, for God's sakes. Let's talk to Reza in Northridge. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello, salam. How you guys doing?
Hi, Reza.
Hi, this guy, he's an Ottoman. For sure he's an Ottoman. I know.
Are
it.
You Persian?
Yes. Are you a Cooney?
What is that?
No, Cooney.
Cooney, are you Cooney?
You're
no.
You're a liar. That guy's liar.
What does that mean?
That's a bad word for guy when he wants to like girls and they think he like guy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Kashmir. All right. Is that right in Long Beach?
Hi, Kashmir.
97.1 FM
Talk. You are funny, Kaz. I can't believe you finally come on the radio. You are Tony man.
Who the?
This is Kashmir for Long Beach.
What, this guy's crazy? What, are you going to Long Beach? I'm going to see you on the Pine Street. I'm going to throw you on the car for the Ocean Avenue. Do you want to go to Long Beach? I will Long Beach you up and down.
I will take you one-on-one on Long Beach.
I'll take you to Open Sesame. I'll take you to Banner's, La Creperie.
You phony.
You are liar. I'll go Sachi. I'll go Sachi. Kat. Kat is number one at Sachi. She loves me. She is number one.
All right. All right. Now, you guys are going to play a final song here. What is this?
You know, Farshad and Nikki Arsen and Sako. Because Ella wants us, they want us to get new songs for new people. We're expanding. Freydoun is a big time. He loves it. We're going to expand to the Spanish Latin market.
Oh, good. That's what a break
so
for,
we
this,
have a song.
For the Latin market.
I don't know if you can name this tune, okay, Mr. Conway?
And you're going to sing in Spanish or English? In Farsi?
In Farshad, dude.
In Farshad. Yeah. All right.
Farshad is number one.
Okay. All right, here we go with Farshad. We are live. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Here we go, everybody.
FM Talk.
Hey, party people, it's the John and Jeff Show. Talking to you all night on the radio.
John and Jeff Show on the radio. Two wins on the X place through your phone call. Rocking Mr. Shift all night long. Busting through the MIC just like a song.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And, boy, how about that Farshad, man? That guy is unbelievable. Hey, don't forget, on Wednesday of this week, we'll have Arsenio Hall. And then a week from Wednesday, which would be, about, I don't know, 9 days from now, we're going to be on KCAL, so tune in for that. All right, folks, the studs, the two emperors of the evening here on 97.1, or I'm sorry, 97.1 FM Talk. are John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Jimmy, how you doing?
Yes. Hey, look at the two of you. I was listening to you guys last night. I was having a couple of beers with the wife. We shut the TV off and listened to the John and Jeff Show. And you guys nailed it with this economy, man. You said it was going to be a crazy week there, Johnny, with that stock market. Yeah. 777 points. Did you lose any money today?
Actually, I made $284.
You did?
I bought a stock at 95 cents, and it ended up at $1.10. So
wow.
I didn't make too much, but...
That's cool. What is naked short selling? What does that mean?
I don't know exactly what that means, but what short selling is, you're betting that the stock will continue to go down. So for those people who...
That's illegal to do now?
Well, they changed all the rules now. So that's why the market is so unstable, because you could actually bet on a stock going down just like you could bet on a stock going up. But now those rules...
Well, that seems un-American, I guess. So.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, betting against the team, your NFL team, because you get a lot of points.
Right. No, I see. Okay. All right. All right. So what's going on with that John and Jeff show tonight?
A couple of things. We got a psycho dentist that goes after one of his female patients.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Is that right?
And then we got a guy. Remember that guy who wanted to sue in federal court that it's illegal to have ladies' night because it discriminates against men?
Yes.
Well, we'll have the verdict on that particular case, and it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's another case where it's going to discriminate against guys, so you can discount drinks for women,
right?
But a guy has to pay the full price. Now, I appreciate women being in bars,
right?
But it is discrimination, in my opinion.
But you know what? How many chicks go to a bar just because it's women's night? I mean, don't they stay away from bars like that?
Oh, no, they go because they know that they're going to get in free. They're going to get drinks, and then the guys are going to buy them drinks when they cut them off. You know, because usually ladies' night is for a certain amount of time when they give out free drinks.
Right.
Free drinks until, you know, a midnight or whatever. Then the guys buy them drinks.
Well, think about it. Women are, well, they're cheap with their money. Yeah. They don't think they have to pay for a drink. So a bar has to give an incentive for a woman to get there early. And then you have 500 guys waiting outside in line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it seems like... You know, the quality of guy that goes to a ladies' night is not the same quality that goes to an upscale bar in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Ladies' night at the Red Onion back in the 80s.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
You know, a Tuesday or a Thursday. Come on. I mean, it's like, you know, you got these women.
Or an Acapulco.
For $5, man, you're wasted. You can be like a big spender, big pimp daddy mofo, buying drinks for all the ladies.
When Jeff and I used to work at Power 106, we did a lot of clubs like Peppers in the City of Industry, Quiet Cannon in Montebello, and there would always be awesome ladies' nights and dollar drink specials and so forth. And the place would be packed with hot chicks. But you're right, Tim. If you go to Masters in Beverly Hills, you don't have to do a ladies' night because you have beautiful women there and 60-year-old guys.
Yeah.
I think the quality of women at a ladies' night is not what it used to be. You know, I think it's
you're right about that.
Real desperate chicks.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? What I also, I will notice, tell you that I've noticed, that when the economy is in the toilet, the strippers get better looking at strip bars.
Well, that's because a lot of the women who've lost their jobs, they're in the clubs trying to make money. So the quality of the women in the clubs has definitely gotten better, no doubt.
Like when the stock market goes in the toilet, the interest rates... Well, wait, the stock market goes through the roof, the interest rates also go up, you know, because there's a lot less money in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could connect, I bet anything, you could do a study on how beautiful the chicks are during a recession. Can you imagine how great they're going to be during a depression?
Oh.
I mean, you don't hope for one, but, you know, you could see like a Jennifer Aniston in there.
You've heard of 2-for-1s. It'll be 5-for-1s. You know, things get worse.
3-for-1 table dances, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, looking at the sports, because, you know, we work here. We can't watch Monday Night Football. I don't know if you guys are big fans of Monday Night Football.
Saw the game.
It was any good?
Classic overtime.
Ah,
field
God
goal
damn
it. Did it. Same? Pittsburgh pulled it out.
All right, 23-20.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh over the Baltimore.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, I was going to bet that game, and I was going to bet Baltimore.
You know what? I picked Pittsburgh.
Is that right?
I got Pittsburgh. Yeah, I did okay this week.
All right, folks, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. And don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to have Arsenio Hall on. So stay tuned for the... I'm sorry, not tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Wednesday night is Arsenio Hall. And then on Thursday, obviously, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? And Friday, Adam Carolla calls us up, so that'll be interesting. And on October 15th, we're going to be at Knott's Scary Farm, October 15th. And Gene will be down there signing autographs and going on rides and babysitting my daughter. And also... Randy will be down there. Probably not on weed, though, right?
I don't know. It could be kind of a crazy high if you're on weed at Not Scary Farm.
Yeah, but Randy's on a new weed. What's the new weed you have?
It's called a Green Sea, and the sea is short for crack.
Yeah. He's got that Humboldt look going with the beard.
Yeah, he does. He looks like
NorCal.
Looks like Adam Kadan at the Orange County Terrorist. But he's bought a new weed where now when he's high, every time he coughs, he farts. So, girls, if you're looking for that package, an overweight, slightly overweight guy who coughs and farts when he's high, Randy's your dude. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stay tuned for John and Jeff immediately here on 97.1 FM Talk.